Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, and of course that's Mountain Standard Time. And currently in the valley, it's a little cooler this morning than it has been the last couple of mornings. We've got a temperature right now of 0 degrees with winds out of the northeast at 3 kilometers an hour. Humidity sitting at 95% and barometric pressure 103.2 kilopascals and rising. Now, we are calling for mainly cloudy conditions today with some sunny breaks starting around noon with a high of plus 5 degrees. And tonight, they're calling for some partly cloudy conditions and a low of minus 1. And let's see, Thursday, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, fog patches dissipating in the morning, high of plus 4. Friday's looking good with a mix of sun and cloud, high of plus 4 as well. Saturday, mix of sun and cloud, high of plus 4. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all sunny conditions with highs of about 3 degrees. And looking pretty darn nice. Anyways, I came across a song here last night that I haven't heard in a while, and I thought, you know what, that might be a good tune to start things off with here, first thing in this morning. And it's by a band that goes back quite a few years, called Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the name of the song is called Indian Reservation. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away ways of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife, took away our native tongue, and taught their English to our young.
Anytime is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley.
Accept charges from Mr. Floyd from the United States? Possibly. I think so. 7:46. Welcome to the morning show, everyone. And what do we have here? This day in Canadian history, although probably not too much here to report. Let's see, 1964, out of Paris, France, Lester Bowles, or L.B. Pearson, arrives in Paris, first official visit of a Canadian Prime Minister to France. Imagine that. 1962, the RCMP musical ride is placed on permanent full-time basis. And I'm not seeing too much other stuff here that is looking all that important. So what we'll do is we'll get on with some more tunes here. I've got a great song by Neil Young coming up. Oh, apparently I'm not going to hear that one. It dropped it on the turntable and it disappeared. So it looks like it's Marvin Gaye. Heard it through the grapevine right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you.
has your band begun to rust? After all this time we've I was hoping that we'd turn up. Hold me now to change your
Cowgirl in the Sand. That goes back from an album a few years, 1969. Everybody knows this is Nowhere. And it is 8:02. We better get rolling here. We're starting to fall behind schedule. We've got the news crew standing by, and we are going to listen to a 4-minute, 30-second news update here. And then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is January 15th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. We're only now getting the details of what appears to be an alarming breakdown in Canadian airport security. Last fall, an 18-year-old was allowed onto a flight in Edmonton, even though a pipe bomb had been found in his carry-on luggage. Here's the CBC's Laura Osman.
In September, Edmonton Airport security officers found a pipe bomb in 18-year-old Skylar Murphy's luggage. The Canadian Air Transport Security Authority confiscated the bomb, then let him go. RCMP say they weren't alerted until 4 days later.
I think Edmonton people should be very concerned about that episode.
Peter Sinjane is a professor at the University of Manitoba and an expert on airport security. He says the security officers should have more power and better training.
CATS members are not peace officers, and so they have to call the police in, so they're at a real disadvantage.
Murphy pled guilty to a charge of possession of an explosive device and was sentenced to 1 year probation. CATSA hasn't said why Murphy was allowed to fly. It would only say procedures are constantly being updated. Laura Osman, CBC News, Edmonton.
There's been more violence in southern Russia ahead of next month's Winter Olympics. Russian police are reporting that 7 people are dead after a shootout today in Dagestan, which is right next door to Sochi. Jessica Gallagher has the details now from Moscow.
3 Russian servicemen and 4 gunmen were killed during a sweep for militants before the upcoming games. Russia's anti-terrorism committee says one of the men killed included a suspect accused of a car bomb attack in the city of Pyatigorsk last month. The NAC says the militants were trapped in a house in Dagestan's capital, some 620 kilometers east of Sochi. The news comes on the heels of dual suicide bombings north of Sochi and Volgograd. At least 34 people were killed. Russia has long been battling an insurgency in its southern flank. Rebels want to carve out an Islamist state, and the leader of one of the main militant groups has promised to wreak havoc on the games. Some 10,000 troops have already been dispatched to Sochi in an attempt to keep the Olympics safe. Jessica Gallagher, CBC News, Moscow.
The Supreme Court of Canada begins hearing arguments today on Prime Minister Harper's latest Supreme Court appointee. The 7 sitting Supreme Court justices are being asked to determine if 64-year-old Marc Nedon is eligible to join them on the High Court. Here's the CBC's Alison Crawford.
Toronto lawyer Rocco Galati and the government of Quebec have both challenged the appointment, arguing Nedon isn't eligible to represent Quebec at the top court. They say the Supreme Court Act is clear that only practicing lawyers with 10 years' experience and judges from the province's superior and appeal courts may qualify for the job. The idea being that for federal court judges, their knowledge of the Quebec Civil Code might be rusty. Bruce Ryder doesn't think the Supreme Court will buy that argument. He's a constitutional law expert at Osgoode Hall Law School.
Here's someone who's graduated from the University of Sherbrooke Law School, practiced law in Montreal for 2 decades, has been a member of the Federal Court of Appeal, where his work with the civil law tradition and civil law way of thinking doesn't disappear. It just informs his work on that court.
For its part, the federal government is adamant Nedon qualifies for the job and has the support of 2 former Supreme Court justices. Alison Crawford, CBC News, Ottawa.
It's shaping up to be another bad day for the Canadian dollar. The loonie is trading overseas this morning at just above 91 cents U.S. This after yet another big loss yesterday. This latest slide has seen the dollar lose nearly 3 cents in less than a week. This time last year, the Canadian and American dollars were at par. The New York Times is reporting that the National Security Agency has implanted spy software in nearly 100,000 computers around the world. According to the newspaper, the NSA has managed to get the spyware into computers in both the Russian and Chinese militaries, as well as within a number of drug cartels and EU trade offices. And that is the CBC News. You can download your CBC mobile news app at cbcnews.ca.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe and crew, and welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley. 0 degrees going up to 4 today. I think. Got the cat on the mouse here. Makes it a little difficult to see my notes. No, going up to 5 with some sunny conditions. All right, we've got some Santana standing by from the Abraxas album, No One to Depend On. Oh, no, it's from the Santana 3 album. Sorry, 1971. No One to Depend On, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Edward Comox, all the retired Aurora guys are listening to SKR Radio. Remember Red Fridays. Support your troops.
For this day in rock and roll history, brought to you by Elpo Dog Food. Yes. What do we got here? We got one birthday to announce. Ronnie Van Zant, born on this day in 1948. Of course, Ronnie, the famed singer of the band Lynyrd Skynyrd, who tragically passed away in that plane crash in 1977. All right, useless trivia throughout the years. On January the 15th, our first story is from 1965, and we are going to talk about The Who's first single, I Can't Explain. It was released on this day. While oldies stations in America still give a fair amount of play, or on-air play, The song only made it to number 93 on the Billboard's Hot 100, although it hit number 8 in the UK. I Can See for Miles from 1967 was the band's only top 10 single, coming in at number 9. 1965, the Rolling Stones received their third gold record for the album December's Children. It contains Get Off My Cloud, As Tears Go By, and I'm Free. And then again, in 1967, the Rolling Stones are booked to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show, but insist that they change the words to the song Let's Spend the Night Together to Let's Spend Some Time Together. The song hit number 3 in the UK a month later, but couldn't crack the top 50 in America. Also in 1967, Roy Orbison and Shubba Woolley star in the Michael Moore-produced movie The Fastest Gun Alive, which premiered in New York. In his only acting role, Orbison is a Confederate spy who carries a bullet-shooting guitar and a bag of gold to smuggle across the Wild West. 1976, after announcing that Bernie Leadon had left the group, the Eagles introduce Joe Walsh as a permanent member, and then a year later, the Eagles' career-defining album, Hotel California, tops the Billboard album chart on the strength of the title track and New Kid in Town, both of which went to number 1 on the Hot 100. And in 1983, Australia's Men at Work owned both number 1 spots in the U.S. album and singles chart, Down Under, and was the second number 1 single for the Business as Usual LP following Who Can It Be Now. The album was also at the top of the U.K. chart, a feat previously accomplished only by Rod Stewart, Simon and Garfunkel, and the Beatles. Anyway, let's start off with a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd here in celebration of Ronnie Van Zandt's birthday, born on this day in 1948. This is a cut taken from the final album that was released about 2 or 3 weeks before the band was killed, or a number of the band was killed on that tragic plane crash. Name of the album, Street Survivors, and we're going to listen to a song here called Ain't No Good Life, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Is already spent. Now I know where it went. I said it went on. South Kootenai Radio.
Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
Here we go again.
6 foot
Okay, Lee. Land Down Under, Man at Work, finishing off this day in rock and roll history there for you. And that big hit for them in 1983. Before that, we had the Eagles' New Kid in Town from their album of 1977, Hotel California. The first album that Joe Walsh was a member of the band, replacing Bernie Leadon, who had left the band a year before. And what else do we have? We had some Rolling Stones before that with Let's Spend the Night Together, the song they played on Ed Sullivan without changing the lyrics, which, of course, enraged Ed. And we had another Rolling Stones song before that, Get Off My Cloud, which was released the year earlier. That was went gold for the band. And let's see, we had The Who, I Can't Explain, that one going to the charts in 1965. And then we started things off with a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ronnie Van Zant's birthday today, born on this day in 1948. Of course, passing away on October the 20th, 1977, in that tragic plane crash. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of this day in rock and roll history for you. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're sitting at 0 degrees, I believe. Let me just double check. No, we're up to 1. Sun's coming out. We've got some blue skies out there, and it's supposed to be sunny and a high of plus 5 today. Now, over in Vancouver, they're sitting at some cloudy conditions and plus 6. Things have warmed up a little bit in Yellowknife. It was minus 32, I believe, yesterday with ice crystals. Well, today it's minus 16 and snowing. Plus 6 in Calgary with some cloudy conditions. Winnipeg, minus 17 and snowing. Minus 2 in Toronto and cloudy. They got a little bit of sunshine in Fredericton today. 3 degrees with some mix of sun and cloud. Halifax, plus 6, mainly sunny. And it's raining in St. John's, Newfoundland, plus 9 degrees. All right. I'm going to play a song here by Paul Rogers that tried to sneak into this day in rock history, but had to give it the hook. It's called The Hunter, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Aim at your way. Aim.
right. Paul Rogers here. That's from an album he released in 1993 called The Muddy Water Blues, a tribute to Muddy Waters. And the name of the song, The Hunter. All right. 8:49. We better get rolling here. We're running out of time, and I got a couple of songs here to play on our artist highlight today, which I decided to, because it was Ronnie Van Zandt's birthday, I thought, well, we should play a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd music for this segment. And I'll try to sneak in a few songs here before the show ends. And just a variety over a few of the albums. Of course, the band forming in 1965 in Jacksonville, Florida. And the name, a bit of a take on their phys ed teacher. You know. Anyways, let's start off with a song from their album before the plane crash there. We're going to listen to a Honky Tonk Nighttime Man right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Nighttime man, I can't spend no life.
Anytime is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley.
You're listening to our artist highlight right here on South Kootenai Radio, which, of course, is brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. Let's continue on with a little more artist highlight featuring Lynyrd Skynyrd and Ronnie Van Zant. Thank you.
was amused, say, I know little. Lord, I do not know about it.
Skinner there with I Know a Little from the 1977 release Street Survivors.